soon as we wake. Soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths. Maybe we'll try this again. This is the joys of doing internet radio. You just quite never know when the internet is going to say, hey, why don't you take a break right now and sit it out for a couple of minutes. But anyway, this is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality. This is an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of all those thoughts of lack or limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. Now, I know you know who I mean. Those are the ones who would totally disempower us all with their messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name them, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you, my friend, are in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Right here, this show, this is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the ones in our own heads.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There for our little internet glitches. This is What We're Thinking About, and I am Ken Ludwig. And what we were talking about there just before we went to break a little early was that this show is about truth. This show is about universal truth, about spiritual principles. This show is about what Gandhi referred to as truth power. And the basic idea of truth power is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. Now, I'm here to prove that theory because I totally believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what your philosophy of life or your spiritual path, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we focus on this show. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. Now, that obviously is the name of this show, and that, my friends, is also the truth of your life. And I've been asked recently what exactly my show is about. And it was an interesting question because the original premise of the show was always to be about living a more positive and a spiritual life, which is pretty much the focus of my life. But as time has gone by, I've come to realize that we're all here to experience this life as the relationships that we have, and not just the relationships with each other, but our relationships to the whole, to the entirety, to the planet, to the animal life, to the universe in general. Everything that we experience creates some kind of a relationship in our own minds, in our own reality, and in the experiences that we live. And it is through those relationships that we exist. So, part of what I've come to realize this show needs to be about is all of our relationships. It needs to be about our stewardship of the planet. It needs to be about citizenship, about our relationships to those we don't know, our relationships to other countries, our relationships to what we would like to see in the world. And I think part of that has to do with ecological stuff. It has to do with political stuff. So I've kind of broadened the scope of what I'm about and what I will talk about. I've always said that we'll talk about anything on this show. And by the way, if you're interested in calling in and discussing pretty much anything that might be on your mind, the call in number is 1-800-313-9443. My rules for talking on a call are very simple. It must be something that I know a little something about, otherwise you're just going to be doing a monologue and I'll just be sitting here listening, and that's not the way my show is supposed to work. That'll be your show then. We won't blame anybody for anything, because I'm very clear that everything starts within. It all starts within our own hearts, so we blame no one. And lastly, we will not argue. We can disagree, but we certainly will not argue about anything. So those are kind of the rules of engagement, if you will. I am always interested in hearing your point of view. I'm always interested in discussing what you think about my point of view. My point of view is always based in metaphysics, and maybe if we have time today, we'll discuss a little bit about metaphysics and maybe define that a little bit for some people, because a lot of people know the word but really don't know what it means and what it all entails. And it's kind of it's an enormous picture. It's very huge. And I don't know that we'll ever describe the entirety of it, but I can certainly give you some idea of what my beliefs are and what I view as the metaphysics of the universe. So, all that said, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago when my show was on in the evenings, I did a little conversation about bottled water in this country. Now, I'm as guilty as anybody. I love my bottled water, but the bottled water thing is almost comical at this point. In 1976, we consumed 1.6 gallons of bottled water per person, just 1.6 gallons in all of 1976. By 2006, 30 years later, we had an increase of 1,625% to 27.6 gallons per person. Now, 27.6 gallons really doesn't sound like a whole heck of a lot. I think most showers consume at least half that much. So 27.6 gallons doesn't sound like a lot to me. But when you convert that into some other numbers, then it gets a little weird, because that represents 8.25 billion gallons in America alone, which is equal to about 30 billion actual bottles of water. Now, that's a lot of bottles, and I think that's one of the biggest problems we have here. In 2006, we spent $15 billion on bottled water, which was more than we even spent going to the movies. One in five Americans drinks absolutely no tap water at all. And according to a recent Gallup poll. And interestingly enough, where one in five of us doesn't drink any tap water at all, when we talk about bottled water, of course, we all have these images of underground caves and mountain streams and everything natural and all these beautiful resources, but the pastoral picture really isn't entirely accurate, because between 25 and 40% of all the bottled water sold in the United States is nothing more than purified tap water. That's the case with both Aquafina and Dasani, which are both sold respectively by Pepsi and Coke. They account for about 24% of all the nation's bottled water sales. And it's basically just purified tap water. They tend to try and cover it up. Aquafina has a tagline that says, pure water, perfect taste, which sounds like it's going to makes it sound a little bit like it's coming from a mountain stream, and that it's purified with a state-of-the-art Hydro 7 purification system, which really is just their fancy way of telling you that they are repurifying tap water. One of the keys here, I guess, is that if you read on the label that the water comes from a municipal source or from a community water system, then 99 times out of 100, it's just plain old tap water, folks. And it's not doing you any good. So what's the popularity about here? And I had this article that I read. I think I'll read some of this to you. Whether or not we take the water to the park or the gym or to our desk at work, bottled water is undeniably convenient. Thanks to very clever marketing campaigns that link bottled water to purity, health, and self-improvement, it's also very chic. No self-respecting gym rat would work out without a bottle of designer water to swig next to him. And finally, there's the widespread perception that bottled water from mountain springs, glaciers, or the remote Fiji Islands is cleaner and healthier than tap water. Basically, we have this idea that there's nothing in there that's not good for you. And people just don't know the exact truth about that, because the truth is that bottled water is not necessarily better for us. Backed by scientific testing, experts say that it's not cleaner or healthier than water you can get from the faucet in most communities. In general, it does not taste any better. In fact, in one blind taste test, 75% of New Yorkers preferred their own city tap water, which is drawn from upstate New York reservoirs, and is, by the way, famously clean and tasty. They preferred that, 75% of them preferred it to bottled varieties. As for safety and purity, water from springs is not immune to contaminants. There are many, many contaminants found in nature, and they're also contaminants that are introduced during bottling. The fact is that the FDA standards for bottled water are looser than the EPA standards for public water. Bottled water can sometimes have more impurities, lots more impurities. Since most cities test their tap water for coliform bacteria 100 or more times a month, the law only requires that bottled water plants do so only once a week. A recent study done by Case Western Reserve University found that 15 of 39 samples of bottled water had bacterial counts almost twice as high as tap water for the city of Cleveland. I don't know where Cleveland came into it, but maybe that's where Case Western University is located. So the bottom line is that, there is no reason, real reason, that that we should want to be drinking bottled water as a better source of our hydration. Now, it's obviously important to be hydrated, and a really positive aspect of this has been that as the consumption of bottled water has increased, the consumption of soda and soda pop has gone down. That's obviously a good thing because of all the sugars and the caffeine and stuff in most soda pop. But the big problem is, I think, the environmental impact of bottled water, because fewer than a quarter of all empty water bottles are recycled. The rest, which amounts to about 2 billion pounds, let me repeat that one. That's 2 billion pounds of plastic bottles from bottled water end up in landfills and incinerators or by the side of the road, or worse yet, in the sea, in the ocean, in the bays, in the waterways. There's a place up in the northern Pacific Ocean called the Eastern Garbage Patch, which is a huge trash dump. It's really the biggest trash dump in the world. They think that 90% of it is plastic, and much of that is in the form of water bottles. So, and obviously then, if we stop and think about all of that waste, there is also the production of it. The water bottle industry uses vast amounts of fossil fuels to bottle and transport the water. It also takes 1.5 million barrels of...
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. 9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back. That's a great line in that song. Everybody wants to rule the world. And that's what we're talking about right here. We're talking about the bottled water industry and them wanting to rule the world. And we're just talking about some of the things I'm hoping. I said at the top of the hour that this show is about our relationships to everything. And right now I'm talking about our relationship to the planet, and we're talking about it in reference to bottled water. Because bottled water is costs a fortune to produce in natural resources and in dollars, but it also costs a fortune to dispose of. And what we were talking about here was the amount of The transportation of the water. We're talking about that in order to distribute water around the United States from its point of origin to the places where it gets sold requires the equivalent of 37,818 wheelers every week. To ship a single bottle of Perrier from France to a supermarket shelf in Chicago consumes roughly 2 ounces of oil. 2 ounces of oil to ship one bottle of Perrier. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but and I don't have the math here in front of me, but if you just think for a second about how many bottles of Perrier we're talking about a lot of oil. Every step of the process, greenhouse gases are released, of course. On some of the bottles, you see things like snow-capped mountains and glaciers, when, in fact, the production of the bottle is contributing to global warming, which is melting those snow caps and those glaciers. So what kind of economic drawbacks are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about a lot, really. On balance, bottled water is incredibly expensive. It's more expensive in the case of the high-end waters. It's more expensive than gasoline. Its prices generally ranges from 75 cents to somewhere in excess of $6 a gallon, where tap water costs about 80 cents to $6.40 per 1,000 gallons. Let's do that one again. A gallon of bottled water costs you between 75 cents and $6 a gallon, where tap water costs between 80 cents and $6.40 per 1,000 gallons. In other words, a single 20-ounce bottle of water costing $1.50 would pay for about 1,000 gallons of municipal water, enough to fill that same bottle every day for 13 years. You get 450 gallons of tap water in Los Angeles for the price of one bottle of Evian. Assuming your tap water costs the same as even the cheapest bottled water, your average monthly water bill would be about $9,000. I love that one. If your water costs the same as the cheapest bottled water, your tap water costs the same as the cheapest bottled water, your average monthly water bill would be about $9,000. That's pretty impressive. What will any of this have any kind of effect on the popularity? I don't know, but this is news that is coming out. It seems to me that as the cost of bottled water to our wallets, to our natural resources, and to our landfills, as this grows, there's kind of become a little bit of a backlash around bottled water. The city of San Francisco has barred city departments from buying bottled water with municipal funds. Salt Lake City has asked public employees to stop providing bottled water at official city events. Ann Arbor, Michigan has formally banned its employees from doing that. New York City has just launched a $1 million campaign to get its residents to ditch their bottles and turn on the tap. Restaurants in cities as far apart as Ketchy, Vermont, and Sausalito, California, have banished bottled water from their tables. Consumers, though, are not so caught up with all this. They're kind of caught between their guilt and their preference for having their bottled water nearby and having it be convenient, and having those refreshing names and the reassuring labels. But the truth is that water is everywhere. Even though we have shortages in some parts of the world at different times, the truth is water is everywhere, and it seems kind of silly to be carrying around a fresh bottle of water with you all the time. What kind of solutions are there? Solutions can be anywhere from just stop, which is probably never going to happen, to some kind of variation of that. And I think the solution that I like, that makes sense to me, is to go ahead and buy your bottled water, but don't throw the bottles away. Save those bottles and fill them up two or three times before you dispose of them. If we were to use each and every bottle twice as much, three times as much, or four times as much, the impact at every level on the transportation of the water, on the disposal of the bottles, all of that stuff would decrease proportionately. And I think that would be a great thing for the planet. You might find it to be a great thing for your pocketbook as well, especially if you're into drinking some of the higher priced brands.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Professional experiences that include everything from the spiritual to the physical to the psychological and the emotional. She has been a general contractor. She's an ordained minister. She's a massage therapist. She's an herbalist, a personal trainer, and she's a certified reflexologist. She lives here in the beautiful state of Colorado. For over 25 years, she has been sharing her gifts with the Native American, the Black, and the White communities. She works on people free of charge to help them overcome their challenges and deal with their whatever pertinent issues they have in their lives. She engages in extreme sports. Add that to the list of things she does. She's a long-distance hiker and a mountain biker. She has ridden her horses cross-country in New Mexico and Colorado to the tune of some 750 miles. So, she is also an author. She has written three books. They are And God So Loved the World, She Who Remembers, and Where Are the Fathers? And I think we'll discuss those books because I think they are part and parcel of what she's into. Her name is India Alar Moon. And India, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ken. I'm honored to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. I'm fascinated by all the experiences of your life, although, as you mentioned earlier, children of the 60s do have lots of experiences.
Yes, absolutely. I have five lifetimes, complete lifetimes, that I can just take them separate and say, if I had just done that, you know, it was enough.
Well, yeah, I guess we could all stop and do that one, couldn't we? If I had just done. So I'm interested in your books. And which book did you write first?
She Who Remembers. Actually, I was asked to write that by God, and I wrote it in 1 month, and I was asked not to edit it, and every page in it was illustrated, but I realized in order to do the illustrations and the words, it would cost so much people wouldn't be able to afford it, so I took my ego out of it, and I took the pictures out of it, and I said the words were more important.
Interesting. And what's the premise of the book?
Well, the book goes back to the first tribe, and in all cultures there is the story of the first tribe, and they have many names for that tribe, some of them being elf, some of them the Sioux have a name for the little people, they call the little people, and it goes back to that, and it takes it up to these people actually evolving and coming back onto this planet as teachers through their spirit entering human bodies, and how they were the teachers of this world, and it goes into Christ time, and it goes from that time back to this time, back to the first tribe on how they raised their families and children in health and wellness so that they could actually evolve and share their gifts on this planet.
And so this is, if I understand correctly, this is kind of the groundwork writing, if you will, that you put together for creation of a community based on this thought process.
Yes, it is, because in the community of the first tribe, their differences were a source of joy, not a source of intolerance. And in taking all of those differences, it made that world a beautiful, colorful world in which to learn and assist each other and create the magic that we all have within ourselves and bring that magic out into our world so that our world was healthy and healed.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So in this community, the vision of the community is to bring a group of people together, not as a commune, but as a community of teachers and artists, and share that learning experience with the children that we have in our world today are struggling. They've lost their imagination to the television, to the movies, and they don't have the ability to create the magic that even I, as a child of the 60s and 70s, we still created. We knew how to go outside and put up a sheet and call that a tent, and boy, we could play, you know, for 8 hours and create a magic, and from that magic, just go out and have fun. And to teach the children how to respect the land and the animals and our environment, and to bring joy to those children and that magic back to them.
Excellent. I love the idea of creating those relationships anew that you and I knew as kids, because it is a different world that way. We definitely, I mean, we had guns made out of sticks. I mean, we had tents made out of sheets and out of blankets and whatever, or we built them out of stuff we found around the neighborhood. And there was a certain amount of creativity in childhood that I don't know if it's just because I'm older and maybe I'm not as tuned into the technology as the kids are today, but it seems to me that the technology does not offer them that same kind of creativity, that same ability to enjoy things out of their imagination.
Absolutely. It takes technology that we have now does not allow you to use your imagination. And isn't it funny that when we were children, we all wanted to be the Indian, you know, run around on the
right.
horse. And
that's very true.
You're the Indian because I'm going to go and kill you. It was all, I want to be the Indian, you know.
Yep. That's interesting. I always, without question, wanted to be the Indian when I was a kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not only that, our wars, they weren't, kids killing each other and beating each other up. We had these toys, and we'd make roads in the dirt, and we'd make whole communities with building blocks.
Yeah, or Lincoln Logs.
Exactly.
And now if the kids are creating a community, they're creating it on a computer screen, sitting on their butts, typing away.
And all of the things, the videos are extremely violent.
Well, that's almost another conversation altogether. The violence thing seems to just get worse and worse and worse. And all, you know, they do all these studies about the violence, and some people maintain that the violence doesn't really affect us all that much. Other people maintain that it just kind of ingrains the violence into our minds, and we become very, very numb to it. It's part of our reality. Violence all of a sudden becomes an acceptable part of our lives. And I think that's really, really dangerous when we talk about kids. And it's hard for me to believe that the violence we have among teenagers in particular right now in this country, that it is not in somehow related to the violence that they experience on television and in video games and in the movies. And it's, you know, it's, nobody loves a good action flick more than me, but it just seems to me that we have become a little bit, numb is not really the right word. We take it for granted anymore. We don't appreciate the violence as being something that shouldn't be happening. It has just become something that's there.
It's no longer real. What the movies have done in the action films, and I appreciate them too, but what they've done to the intensity that they've brought the action films is you can run over the person, you can stab them, you can beat the crap out of them, you can fall out of a 50-story building, and all you have to do is get up and brush the dirt off your pants and do a retake. That is not reality.
Right. It kind of makes violence a little less consequential.
Well, we don't die. You know, they go, okay, well, all this can happen, and it isn't a final act, so I can actually go do this violence to somebody, and I can change my mind, or I can go have a temper tantrum and go, I'm going to show you I'm going to kill myself, and I'm going to be able to jump back up, you know, in 10 minutes and go, oops, I changed my mind.
Right,
I didn't mean that.
It really does kind of remove the consequences from the violence, and I can see it's hard for me to imagine that a kid would literally think that there's not going to be a finality to their activity, if they're, especially if they're doing something murderous to someone, if they're stabbing someone or shooting them or something that violent. But I can see where maybe they're inside, they're just, they don't see the consequences of what they're doing as being, what's the word I'm looking for, as being a negative or as being...
a finality.
The finality, I guess, is part of it. They don't quite grasp that when you kill someone, they're dead. And it's, as those words come out of my mouth, it's hard for me to get that a kid would actually have that mentality. But in the same sentance, it's not so hard for me to get that that could be in the back of their mind somewhere. That could be a subconscious
absolutely.
Thought process.
Absolutely. When you look at the video games that they're playing, the things that they're killing them themselves always jump back up.
That's a little weird,
die.
Isn't it? That's very strange. That's a great point, and it's very strange. I mean, when you're playing the video games, your character or whatever gets killed, and it gets up.
Right.
And that's just, and all it did was give points to the enemy or take points away from
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that makes for a distorted reality, that's for sure.
It's very distorted. And so this community is going to be giving to the children, and we have many problem children in our county. But it's also going to be a teaching center for adults, because what adults think, and some of this is because in our society we feel, okay, we need to have this, this and that and the next thing in the end. But the thing is with the... things that we want, it's irrelevant. All of these physical things that we want aren't the things that bring us happiness. I remember being most happy when I was young and I was in my house and all I could afford was a jar of peanut butter, you know. And boy, I had a wonderful time. So what we as adults have done with our children, we go, we have this TV, we have this video, and we never really had the example of a really healthy family life, because most of our families were dysfunctional families and their parents were dysfunctional. So you didn't learn, you know, from back in our grandparents and even beyond, how to raise children correctly, how to give them excitement in their life and love. And everything's been pretty conditional on, okay, if you look this way, if you lose 20 pounds, then I'm really going to love you, you know. Or if you clean your bedroom right, I'm going to love you. Or if you do this or if you do that, instead of the unconditional love, I love you for who you are, whether I like that you're smoking cigarettes or whatever. That's your issue. It's not my issue. All I can do is deal with myself and the things that I want to change in myself. And you have to deal with the things in yourself and the things that you want to change in yourself.
We have kind of distorted the parenting thing seems to get more distorted as time goes by, really. We don't stop and make logical choices with our children. We don't stop and make loving choices with our children. We're constantly making bargains with them. But that's part and parcel of how I think adults in this country live their lives. We live in this, we defer our existence till this happens or that happens. When I get a raise, this will be great. Or when I move to another place, I'll have this. We always have this thing in the future that is going to make us complete. And we kind of, we go ahead and project that onto our children in the way you said, when you lose 20 pounds, then I'll love you. It's kind of always looking for something better than what I am right now, as opposed to accepting who and what I am right now and working with that and trying just to be better than that on a regular basis, as opposed to always looking for something else. Because what it really leads to is, we're constantly looking outside of ourselves for our joy and for our love. And the truth is that all of that starts within our own hearts.
Absolutely. And if we do not love ourselves, we cannot love anyone else. We have got to start with ourselves as we are, not, okay, if I change this about myself, then I'm going to love me. Or if this person comes in my life, then I'm going to be whole. We are whole as we are. And we need to make the changes that we desire to make in ourselves, not have a stipulation, okay, I will love myself if I do this and this and this. Unless we learn to love ourselves for who we are, we're not going to be well people, and we're not going to be able to help ourselves. If we can't help ourselves, we can't help our children. We can't help anybody else.
It's kind of like our collective self-esteem issue. It's as a country, we...
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
back to the show. I really do love that line. Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. We're going to have a, just to take a moment here. I've got my guest India Moon with me here this morning, and we're just going to take a short break from our interview there. We'll be back to that at the top of the hour. But I wanted to take a minute here and mention something about another reason why I do this show. My business is coaching. I coach people at the business level, and I coach them at a personal level. And I have discovered that coaching is the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my entire life, because I have helped any number of people change how they look at life, change their success. I work on a business and a personal level. And if you are someone who would like to take your business or your personal life to the next level with an absolutely proven system, I will virtually guarantee the success with any motivated person, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether or not we're talking about your personal life. This system works on a business level. It works for professional salespeople. It works for network marketers. It works for all manner of entrepreneur, and in particular solopreneurs, those of you out there who work for yourselves or have like a little micro business with five or fewer employees. I will show you how to reprogram your brain to create a new pattern of thinking for success. I'll show you how to build a daily practice of abundance. I will demonstrate for you how to eliminate your subconscious thoughts of lack and limitation, and then all of those thoughts of unworthiness, those little voices in your head that say, oh, you can't do that, oh, get a real job, oh, you're smart, you're not smart enough, all those little voices, I will show you how to get rid of those. I'll teach you how to get out of victim mode and move into the responsible mode, how to compete with the big guys with some outside-the-box marketing techniques, learn how to permanently change your negative default thinking so that you have a new positive paradigm of thinking. I'll show you how to correct the personal blockages that have your business growth stuck in neutral. And I'll show you how to learn how to stop waiting for the other shoe to drop. How many of you out there are living that life where you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, always knowing that the bad is about to happen? I'll show you how to start watching for and recognizing all the good that there is in your life, because each and every one of us has good going on around us all the time, nonstop. I say this a lot. We're beat up by a media that just feeds us nothing but negative, 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 and it is so far from the truth, the reality of life. The truth is that at any given moment, there are millions, and I mean literally millions.
Soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. With recent